Another day in the House, another patsy question for the Minister for Small Business.
How will small and medium businesses benefit from the government's proposals to simplify the tax system?
The Minister for Small Business is Craig Foss, who's faced similar questions from his fellow national backbenchers on all but 2 days in the past 4 sitting weeks, finally drawing a protest from Labour's senior whip and shadow leader of the House, Chris Hipkins.
Mr Speaker, over several days there have been questions from government members to this minister, in which he has answered them with a pre-prepared short speech. And while there are no rules that prevent ministers from reading answers, it does seem to be a waste of the House's time to get short speeches to petty questions.
Order. Honourable Gerry Brownish.
The government's leader of the House.
Mr Speaker, small business is the heart of the New Zealand economy. And I'm disgusted that the Labour Party should say it's a waste of the House's time to consider their interests.
Order. 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 Order.
The Speaker, David Carter, upheld the government's right to ask itself patsy questions.
Questions are allocated and the government gets a share of those questions. They have every right to ask a question about how will small and medium-sized businesses benefit by proposed tax changes.
Mr Carter allowed another question for the Minister for Small Business, but with a warning.
What reports has the Minister seen on proposed changes that will not simplify the tax system for small and medium businesses?
Order. On the basis that the answer does not comment on another political party's policy, the Minister can answer the supplementary question.
Mr Foss said he had seen 2 reports which were contradictory.
Mr Speaker, the author of those reports is the Labour Party.
Order. Order.
That could be the last of Craig Foss's patsies for a while.
We're going to take this opportunity of asking that Minister to look carefully at Speaker's ruling 1542A. And it is not reasonable to use a question from the governing party to simply attack other members of this House or other political parties. It is to cease from that, Minister.
The Speaker also had to rein in Gerry Brownlee, who, answering a question as Minister of Defence, got stuck into the questioner, his Labour shadow, Phil Goff.
For his own political reasons, he doesn't care about that. He's got no interest in protecting those people. He's only got an interest in trying to get a little bit of public position that might put him back into contention
Order.
Against his old mate,
Order.
Andrew Little here.
Order! The general debate will start shortly.
And more on that now from Rhys Lyon.
The general debate was kicked off by Culture and Heritage Minister Maggie Barry.
Mr Speaker, I so move. I move that the House take note of miscellaneous business. I intend in my call today, Mr Speaker, to reflect on New Zealand's World War 100 programme.
Ms Barry also featured in the next speech from Winston Peters when he replied to loud interjections from Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
Don't shout here like Maggie Barry did at our meeting in Dargaville in the Methodist Church. She came up, she was shouting, she had to be stopped by the chairman and all the crowds. There she was, like all of the National Party, and I said to them, look, Maggie, we can paste you down the House. Don't come up here where we're loved and expect you to be getting a decent audience. She got told off by everybody, including the chairperson.
In a later interjection, Gerry Brownlee told Mr Peters to get on message.
Can't remember. The message, Gerry, is it's overtime for you. The message, Mr Brownlee, is they've had enough of your neglect. They've had enough of your arrogance. They've had enough of being forgotten. They've had enough of being marginalised, Cinderellaised and forgotten.
At the conclusion of his speech, Mr Peters' New Zealand First colleague, Ron Mark, raised a point of order.
There is a standing order that states that members cannot move from their own seat to another seat to better interject and break up another member's speech. And you sat there and you did not deal with Mr Brownlee.
The Speaker agreed in principle.
The Member's right, but I don't think it in any way disrupted from the performance by the Right Honourable Winston Peters. He was enjoying the interjections as much as most of the rest of the House.
But Mr Brownlee wanted the last word.
I just want to apologise to Right Honourable Winston Peters for interrupting his speech. I was merely trying to defend myself from the vicious attack
that
I was subjected to.
Now, we will now return to the general debate.
Speaker David Carter.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.